Welcome to The Catalyst, where we explore creative ideas to spark innovation in an unhealthy healthcare system. I'm your host, Dr. Lara Salyer, a physician and mom of three, who is reimagining the way I practice medicine after suffering and overcoming burnout. Join me as I teach you how to optimize flow and catalyze your own revolution in healing. Tune in for candid conversations with leading experts in conventional and holistic healthcare who dare to believe a better future is possible for all of us. Life is made of teeny catalytic moments of immense impact. When strung together, the transformation is magical. Join us and let's color outside the lines. Welcome to this episode of the Catalyst Podcast, How to Find Freedom in Your Medical Career. We're going to start by talking about the misperceptions that we all face in defining freedom inside our own work-life masterpiece, that career that we worked so hard to achieve in medicine. And the purpose of this podcast episode is to challenge and broaden your understanding of what freedom truly means to you. So let's get started with a story. I remember applying for medical school. Who doesn't? Sitting there in a large lecture hall with what seemed like thousands of other pre-med students at the University of Illinois. And we were told some hard truths. You needed a certain GPA. You needed lots of extracurricular activities. I'm sure it's quite the same now. But I also remember this pivotal moment when we had our own pre-med counselors that would work with us on how to arrange and polish our entrance essays. Many of the pieces of advice were things like, don't say that you just want to help people. That's so boring. And so it made us all think, and I remember clutching this paper with my notes, wondering, well, why do I want to become a physician? And many of us have faced that. So many answers are common threads that we all share. Like, we want to have the guarantee that we'll always have a job. That is true. There's probably no corner of the earth that couldn't benefit from the healing capabilities of a physician. And many of us said we wanted to change the world. Maybe some of us said the word freedom. And to us at the time, freedom may have meant not having to worry about finding that job or paying off our $500,000 of debt. And freedom might mean that we could move easily throughout the world and the healthcare world, especially if our family got sick, we knew that we could care for them. But at the bottom line, the word freedom for most of us, if we're honest, meant wealth, money. We knew that we could get paid for our hard work. Granted, it was very delayed gratification, but we knew eventually that this hard work would pay off. So most of our conceptions around freedom, when you boil it down, it did pertain to financial wealth. And that's very narrow when you think about it. In fact, if we chase financial wealth, it can have the opposite effect. I know many practitioners that have created their own prison by chasing this insurmountable growth and scale of the legacy that they're creating, both inside and outside a traditional medical system, whether allopathic, osteopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, functional, integrative. If we aren't clear about what freedom means to us personally, we can run the risk of chasing after the wealthy dream of someone else. And that really isn't our unique definition of freedom. The myth of growing and scaling is that. It's just a myth. If it does not align with what your vision is, what lights your soul up, and what your passion is, you're chasing someone else's dream, even if you're an entrepreneur. So let's broaden our definitions of freedom. For me, freedom can mean the ability to choose my own schedule, that I can pick up and drop off my kids when I need. I can attend field trips. I can have vacation days in the middle of the month for no reason. I don't need to ask permission for anything. But freedom can also mean your own work setting, who you like to work with, where you like to work, maybe the type of patients that you choose to see. Freedom can also mean the ability to express your emotions, to involve different philosophies in the care that you provide, and having freedom from stress, burnout, and other pressures of your current environment. Freedom has a larger definition when you strip away just the end results of finances. If you start to think of freedom as a state of mind, it has a whole different meaning in your body. So if you're stuck where you're in a spot, and let's say you want more freedom, but you can't move to a completely different job, you need to pay the bills, your family depends on you, I understand. I work with practitioners just like this every day who have a dream of building something new, a legacy, maybe in their own name. They want to have the fun, creativity, and freedom that an entrepreneur life can give, but they also like the security of the job they have. And I get it. So to those listening that are in that spot, try playing with elements of freedom in your day-to-day, right? You don't want to wait for opportunities for more freedom. Freedom doesn't just land on your lap, just like creativity doesn't just land on your shoulder and inspire a book or a novel or an art project. You need to practice this muscle every day, the sixth vital sign of creativity. You need to look for opportunities to be playful and creative, just like you need to look for daily affirmations of freedom wherever it shows up in your life. You must initiate them. And the way I like to advise practitioners to look for ways of freedom is being mindful of how your body feels. What elements of your day or your schedule do you feel more liberated and easeful? Where do you feel your shoulders relax and your body droop heavy and you feel comfortable and easy? And then reverse, where do you feel more trapped? Where do you feel that you don't have freedom of choice or of thought or of any little tiny step? Make notes of that. Right? Remove those limiting beliefs of what freedom must look like in your day. And you might be surprised that the thing you think you're chasing, like a career in entrepreneurship and having your own clinic, that may not be what you need. Noticing these small elements of freedom in your day might lead to a completely different career path, like opening up a department of integrative or functional medicine in the very hospital you're already employed at, or starting group visits within your department. Sometimes the grass feels greener on the other side because we haven't really thought of what we're doing to water that grass and why we want to be over there. And if we can include ingredients of freedom in our day-to-day, it can help direct our path that aligns our core values. And if you want more about core values, which are very, very important when you're making any decision, remember to look at episode 6 of the Catalyst Podcast, where I do a quick interactive exercise to help you identify your core values. It really helps you with fast decision-making, which is super important in any aspect of our life. Hey, have you visited the Catalyst Way yet? It's an online hub that I designed just for you, where I help you spark creativity, passion, and flow to help you build your own self-expressive work-life masterpiece. I packed a ton of magic inside the Catalyst Way. There's downloadable freebies like the Catalyst Calendar Time Management System and Functional Micropractice Checklist. You can also earn 10 hours of CME while you rediscover your own unique play and flow. And also connect with me for one-on-one personal and professional mentorship options. But first, pause at the top of the page and take the free Catalyst Archetype quiz. It's more than just finding out who you are. It's about unlocking your fullest potential and harmonizing that work-life masterpiece. Are you a passionate, fervent flame, always leading the charge? Maybe you're a reflective river, providing calm and care in the storm of healthcare. Or maybe a wise wind, bringing innovative solutions to old problems. Or maybe you're like me, the resolute rock, the dependable backbone of your team. Each archetype will be matched to a downloadable assessment that helps you leverage those strengths and find your ideal play activity. Imagine that. Imagine knowing exactly what fuels your fire, where to avoid the risk of burnout, what soothes your soul, and what grounds your thoughts. Picture harnessing these insights as you transform the way that you work, live, and play. Visit the Catalyst Way at drlarasalyer.com drlarasalyer.com/catalyst and take the quiz today. That's drlarasalyer.com/catalyst and keep coloring outside the lines. As you make these small changes in your work life and you align them with those core values and your personal definition of freedom, it can look so different, colorful, amazing, innovative, and authentic. And I see this again every day with the practitioners that I am honored to work with. Whether we're inside an individual Catalyst Advantage mentoring session, it's just a one-on-one session, or we're inside my 12-month Catalyst Studio, where there's lots of practitioners transforming healthcare, I see glimmers of freedom expanding more and more. And it can look like this. For example, I remember one practitioner said freedom to them meant the ability to take a 30-minute dance class every week. They were allowed to move their body freely. That translated into more freedom of thought and ease in the rest of their week's tasks. I remember another practitioner saying freedom for them was the opposite of what they thought. They were chasing wealth. They were chasing this, again, insurmountable, kind of inconclusive amount of money. More is better. And so they had accumulated several different side jobs. They were moonlighting in one area. They were doing a consulting job in another. And they felt like while their bank account was growing, that actually made them feel more trapped. And despite having more money in the bank, their life was not reflective of the freedom that they desired. They weren't able to pick up their hobbies or join the friends when they went to concerts. And they realized that they were actually less free because of these jobs. So what do? They dropped one of those consulting jobs. And although their bank account was down a little, they felt more expansive and free and happy and joyful. I remember another practitioner simply started to play with the idea of freedom and autonomy. By the way, autonomy is one of the main drivers of burnout, as a side quest here. That's one of the three main drivers of burnout. So the more you can play with autonomy and finding freedom in choices, the less likely you'll be feeling this burnout. And this practitioner did something really simple, but impactful. They used to begin their day by going to the hospital and doing rounds before they would see their patients in clinic. And they just showed up at the cafeteria and ate whatever the cafeteria had that day. It might be oatmeal or eggs or sausage, usually a mixture of both. And it was food, it was fuel. But they played around the idea, the concept of having freedom of choice. So instead of just reacting to what the cafeteria was offering, they packed their own breakfast. I know it sounds minor, right? But to them, that was a watershed moment. Every morning they were able to listen to their body. What did they want to eat? They packed their own breakfast. And it really led to this other snowball effect of decisions throughout the day. They were noticing where there was restriction and where they could invite more freedom and autonomy into that decision in a wonderful, balanced way. It's about noticing in your body that awareness, that somatic interoception. Where do you feel blocked? Where do you feel free? Most of us have answers intuitively, but again, we're trained in medicine to ignore our interoception. We're trained to hold our bladder. We're trained to wait our turn, let other people speak, to, you know, not listen to our hunger pains because we're there to serve patients. So it's time to wake that back up and meet your body, reclaim that feeling, that interoception, and find those times of ease and freedom in your day. Because I guarantee you, it is not financial wealth. And if it is, great. Maybe you're one of the rare folks that just find that absolute glee to accumulate the wealth. And that's great. If that aligns with your core values and you are just a, you know, trendsetter wanting to fly across the world or whatever you use your financial wealth for, because obviously that's a whole other podcast episode we could talk about. There's no wrong or right way to use that currency of money. Money is a currency for good. It can be a currency for evil, but it's a currency nonetheless. And is that currency supporting the currency of attention and freedom in your life that you would like? And if it's not, it's time to make those steps. So I have a call to action for two types of practitioners. If you are a regular medical student, resident, attending physician, or nurse practitioner, PA, and you're just in the beginning stages of reclaiming your own creativity and autonomy and freedom, looking to learn more about yourself. Maybe you would like to start playing more and finding hobbies that interest you. You're coming out of that tunnel of years of working inside the system, and maybe you're flirting the edges of burnout. Well, then I would love for you to take the archetype quiz. The link will be in the show notes. And what this does is it matches you to one of four different catalyst archetypes: Resolute Rock, Reflective River, Fervent Flame, and Wise Wind. And all four of these have different personalities, slightly different interests. But what you'll learn is how to spot when burnout could happen. You'll also be linked with resources to help you investigate more about what you can do to invite more freedom and play in your life. Now, the second type of practitioner are those functional integrative practitioners like myself, who maybe you are in a group practice, maybe you have your own independent practice, maybe you're part of a system, but you're really looking to understand where you can find more freedom in your systems. Maybe you're yearning for a flow-channeled practice and you want to build up more authentic legacy in your work-life masterpiece. Well, then I would invite you to do my Catalyst Micro Practice Assessment. And what this is a short quiz that will walk you through my 5-pillar catalyst roadmap that I use inside my studio mentorship. And this goes through all 5 areas that I teach. So you'll learn where these gaps might be, where you're strong, maybe where you need more attention so that you can find that ease and freedom. And I'll put that link below. So you'll get a numeric score. And it's actually able to be reassessed. You can see how you're improving as you find more freedom. So thank you for listening. I hope that you have expanded your ideas of what freedom means to you, and I would love to hear from you. Drop me a line on social media, put a comment down on this podcast, like and subscribe, share it with a friend. I would love for you to leave a review. As we are transforming healthcare together, we are all catalysts, tiny steps yielding immense impact. And I'm so grateful to be coloring outside the lines with you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Catalyst Podcast. My vision is a world without burnout, and my mission is to teach 1 million medical professionals how to tap into creativity and flow to increase joy and well-being. We all deserve a medical career that is self-expressive, unique, and creative. You can help by signing up for my newsletters. One of my highest values is gratitude, so I love giving back. And each newsletter is gamified. The more you share, the more you win. It's easy to sign up. Just go to drlarasalyer.com/win. Thank you for coloring outside the lines with me.